We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell the motion man tore the ball. Perry takes, gives Jimmy Murphy to the right side. Murphy into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. And the entire team is going to celebrate for Jimmy Murphy. Who scores his first touchdown as a Hurricane. He does one somersault. He does two somersaults. Flags come flying. It is 62-0.
And good for him. Good. He wants the rings. You see? Give me those touchdown rings.
Let's go down to Josh Darrow.
Did you see that thought? He's coming off the field. He flashed both wrists. He wants to put them on.
I want my rings.
That's awesome. He got knocked down by somebody, too. He was so excited.
He doesn't care.
Jimmy Murphy, who was a walk-on and now has a scholarship.
Here he goes.
He's going to get the rings. 195 pounds, 5'7", like trying to tackle fog in a glass. He's got the rings. Look at his teammates.
And that was the celebration the other day. And now Jimmy Murphy is with us here on the show. And Jimmy scored the touchdown. As Coach Diaz says, it might not be his last one. Jimmy, congratulations. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. You know what, Jimmy? Let me tell you something. I've been doing this, I'm afraid to even tell you how many years. As many years, more than you've been alive. And that might have been the highlight of my career. I know and appreciate how much you work and how much you care, but the thing that really touched my heart was how much your teammates appreciate you. Pretty special, huh?
I couldn't even agree more. I mean, that's just like that was it all for me. I was just being with my teammates and celebrating with my teammates. It wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, even looking back on it, it was so amazing to be with them and to celebrate with them.
Tell me about the flips. Can your pops do one?
You know, I think he's a bit overweight for that now, but I think maybe back in the day, maybe.
You've had to have done that in another celebration or for a bet or for a sporting event or something. That wasn't the first one you broke out.
No, definitely not. I mean, I haven't done one in a couple of years, that's for sure. But I just heard someone do the flip, so I did it.
Jimmy,
and I just threw it out there and went with it.
Jimmy, for the audience that might not know your story, give the little background because, well, first of all, being you got a scholarship now, but being a walk-on at the University of Miami is not the easiest path to take for a lot of different reasons. Tell us your path to the University of Miami and how you got to where you are right now.
That's a great question. So I started off in high school, and I had like a 3.0 GPA, which was okay, but it didn't get me into the University of Miami, sadly. And I went and I really wanted to go and play Division I football, and I went and prepped at Hyde School in Woodstock, Connecticut. They took me on, and I was a post grad there, and I learned how to study and kind of get my grades in the right way, and I got a walk-on spot at Wagner College, and went to Wagner, and I did really well there, and, you know, a couple things fell through with the coach. You know, we were hoping to get on scholarship, and I guess they came short, and I was there at fall camp under the impression hopefully I was going to get one. You know, there was a lot of things were going on with that program, and, you know, it was just hard on my family because I couldn't come, you know, at the end of the day, they couldn't come up with the end of the money. So I went and I had to leave. That was fall camp, and I didn't know if I was going to play football again. And I went to a local college near mine. It's called Central Connecticut State. And, I just really focused on my grades. I'm studying to be in med school next semester, actually, just getting ready for the MCAT. And, I didn't know if I was going to play football again. And I went and I said, Dad, you know, what do you think about applying to you again? He's like, you know, why not shoot for the stars? So went and applied, and I got in academically, thank God, and here I am.
What did what'd your parents think about that touchdown?
Oh, man. You know, they were beyond words. I just think it was an amazing – I think it was a win for everyone. I think it was a win for my teammates, for us. You know, I even look back at that play. You have Brian Pelende blocking his tail off. You have Cleveland Reed blocking it. You have Nikosi Perry, you know, making sure the fake's good, the handoff's good. I mean, there was way more – I mean, I did my 111, and you just saw all the guys do their part. So it's like I can't even take credit for it. It's just – it was just everybody, you know, and I couldn't get – close enough to celebrate with my teammates after that. So that's what it was.
Jimmy, who found you to get you to the University of Miami? Which coach found you?
There wasn't a coach that found me. When I went and I was an academic student, my dad says, you know, why don't you, you know, my dad and my uncle were like, why don't you try out for the team? Like, you know, you don't want to walk off that stage knowing you have regret not going to Miami and trying out, you know. And I said, I don't know. And I finally came to the conclusion, I'm like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. This is all what I wanted to do since I was young, you know, put in mud hogs where I couldn't even fit my my pads on me. So I was just staking out at the Schwartz Center. That's the sports center in trying to get emails, and I always miss the coaches because they come in the back. So I would stay in there, going there constantly day in and day out. And finally, I got a hold of one of the coaches that isn't there right now, Coach Hartley, and he was walking downstairs, and I was like, "Hey, Coach, you know, my name is Jimmy Murphy. I was wondering if you guys are doing walk-on tryouts." And he said, "Give me your email, and the rest is that."
Wow! So you tracked them down. What was it like the first day you went out there? You looked around and you saw, you know, a pretty big Division I football team. What was that like for you? What was your first impression?
You know, my first impression was that was the standard there, you know. I mean, I've always, you know, big guys and stuff like that, that's all great and all. I mean, I think that's awesome. You know, you had David Njoku when I was coming in and I seen him and, you know, just amazing UM football players. But you know what really impacted me going in was you know, seeing walking through the hall and going through your loop and seeing Vinny Scavo in there, hey, how you doing, and introducing him, and you know, and you seeing the equipment staff and how great everyone is there. Like, I mean, great. Like you know, they don't just do an okay job. Like, there's a standard there, and everyone upholds it. And you're walking through the hallway, even in this day. You know, you see the great legends of Ed Reed on the wall and Ray Lewis, and you know, passing to you. And then I get, and the biggest thing for me was putting on that Miami football helmet with that U on the side, and it still gets me today. You know, so I enjoy being a Miami Hurricane, and just like DJ Dallas or anybody who is there. You know, no one takes it for granted. And I think that was the biggest thing for me.
You do quite well on special teams now. Coach Diaz, we had him on yesterday, I guess it was, or tonight, actually. And he said, Jimmy makes tackles now. He was impressed with your play on where you down the punt at the one-yard line. But you seem to do a great job in the coverage, and you have embraced special teams.
Yes. And that's my home. And, you know, I love special teams. It's just, it's everything to me. I live for that. And, you know, running down there on kickoff and being on punt or being on, you know, KOR or pump block, that all that stuff it's a unit, you know, it's a big, big unit of the game. And I love being a part of it. And I love screaming down there with Zach McLeod looking there and trying to race him to get down there and see who's going to clock someone, you know? There's nothing like a feeling like that. So I definitely – special teams is my home, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So the touchdown was great, but I would take special teams over anything.
Well, we still got a chance to get a score on special teams.
You know, if that's what God wants, I'm gonna roll with it.
Hey, Jimmy, here's when I knew that you were pretty special. And it was last year, before the first game of the season, I was on the practice field, and we were getting ready for LSU, and I said to somebody, I said, hey, who is going to play the role of Devin White on defense? Who's the scout team Devin White?
And they said, 40, yeah, I remember.
It was Jimmy Murphy. Now, Devin White, one of the great players in college football, probably one of the best players that we saw all of last year. It was in game one.
Yep.
And they said, oh, yeah, it's Jimmy Murphy. He's an animal. And I looked out there, and sure enough, there you were, the LSU defense, Jimmy Murphy playing Devin White.
Well, I mean, it was an awesome, you know.
But you get that role every week, right? I mean, you get a lot of times you get the role of the other team's feature player.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask you this: how are you?
Yep.
How are you going to transition? Are you sure you don't want to be a coach? Are you sure you can leave this game?
That's a really, really good question.
I mean, I look at you, and I look at you in that building, and I get it. If anybody in the whole world gets it, it's me about loving the University of Miami. But
yeah,
I'm not questioning anything academically, and I'm not questioning your goals and any of that stuff. But I want to know how you're going to leave the game of football.
Man, like for you, you know, that's really hard because I've been doing it for, you know, since I was five years old, you know, and, you know, thinking that I'm on the clock, only having 3 more months left or 3.5, whatever it is. It's crazy. And that's a good question. I don't know how I'm going to leave this game.
Well, I know this.
I don't know how.
Yeah, you're not going to, I know you're not going to waste one second on the field. The vision, the view of you the other day being carried off by your teammates, that was very special for all of us to watch. It had to be a hell of experience for you.
It's an unbelievable experience, you know, unbelievable experience. And, you know, I just can't give them enough credit because, like, without them blocking, without Nikosi Perry, without all those guys, it wouldn't have happened. And, you know, I did my job. You won 11. That's, you know, Coach Diaz just sets us to a standard, and I love what he said. You know, it's just, all right, now we're on to Central Michigan. You know, I love Saturday. Saturday was great, but I'm so excited for this week, you know. And it's just without those guys, there would have been we wouldn't be talking right now. So I just can't not bring them up when we talk about that.
Okay, last thing for you. We have a long way to go in the season, but what do you think about the way your team is coming together? What are your thoughts about the rest of this season?
Honestly, I think my thoughts is, I think our thoughts. I can speak on the team on this one. I think we are coming together where it's we're all in the locker room, we're all in sync, meaning like we're out practice and we're really coming together as a team. And I'm really, really jealous of these group of guys that get to further, even next year, get to play with each other because with this coaching staff, it's only up. You know what I mean? And I walk in the building and I'm trying to soak everything up and I'm just trying to get everything. But for this further in the season, I think we got the ball rolling and I'm excited to see what happens. And, you know, we're the Miami Hurricanes and there's a standard there and we got to get the job done, and that's it.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you. You've been a great guest. We've enjoyed watching you. We're going to continue to watch you this year and run down there on an opening kickoff on Saturday and, you know.
Just be Jimmy Murphy.
Knock somebody out.
That's it.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
See you Saturday, buddy.
We'll see you on Saturday, Jimmy. Thank you.
See ya. All right, Thank you.
That's Jimmy Murphy.
How proud are those parents, right?
Well, I'm sure they're very proud.
I think what
he just said about the way the team responded to him means that, and we saw it, I think that means you've got a team that's starting to come together.
You do.
You know, in the locker room, all together. That's important.
You'll remember because it was in the post game, but he said that Nikosi Perry was standing in the huddle and told the other 10 guys, we got to get this guy in.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.